Tim Marker, Civil War review, guys. Get right to it. 824.
What's going on, Animal City? Movie Talk fans, as always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Akin, Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at That Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. You know what to do, guys. Thank you so much. We finally hit it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It really means the world to me. And this channel started off to be just like a rinky dink. I just didn't know what to expect out of here. And I'm so heartwarmed by you, every single one of you followers, your subscribers. We hit it, 20,000 subscribers. Thank you guys so much. From the bottom of our hearts and everything, from the bottom of my heart, I just, you know, it's just a small channel. I didn't expect anything out of it, and it's just you guys are following. You guys are talking movies with us. We love talking movies with every single one of you guys out there. So do not forget to comment. We love talking to every single one of you guys. And yeah, we'll leave it at that. Angela, what are we talking about today?
Oh, this one's going to be an exciting one. I know we've been looking forward to it for a while now.
Yeah.
This is going to be Alex Garland's Civil War.
Civil War, guys, tells of a story of a journey across a dystopian future America, following a team of military and border journalists as they race against time to reach D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. A24's one of the anticipated movies by A24, ladies and gentlemen. This has really caught the eye. And here's the thing, too. You know how I know this caught the eye of every single American? Is because people at work, okay, we're not gonna talk about jobs or whatever, right? Personal jobs, but I have to bring this up because it brings context to the story I'm giving. Here's the thing. You know, when we talk about movies and everything, everyone knows I'm a movie critic at work and everything, mm-hmm. So they know I do movie reviews, right? Mm-hmm. So they're every now and then they're like, hey, you know, are you reviewing this film? Whatever, right?
Get your opinion, sure.
Yeah. Well, coming January of this year, I've been asked countless times, are you going to see Civil War? When are you seeing Civil War? Of course. And such, you know, A24 did a fantastic job marketing this movie. They did a fantastic job because not only is this getting moviegoers to the theaters, this is going to get political people into the, you know, the political side of it into the theaters and bringing those butts into those seats. And I got to admit, though, A24 did a fantastic job with the marketing. They did a fantastic job in this film.
I mean, we already had high hopes regardless because it's A24.
Exactly.
They produce some wild, crazy, fun films. Like they're really good at hitting it out of the park with a lot of films like that. And, you know, I was really excited because it's such an interesting concept.
Yes.
And I know we didn't get too
much. It's a strange concept because they're two politically different opposites in this country.
It's not a strange concept to have a movie about a part of the United States seceding from the rest, but to have California and Texas be the Western forces and secede together.
I hate to say I could see Florida and Texas, but not California and Texas.
So that's a very interesting concept. And so also what I liked about this, it wasn't necessarily focused on the war aspect like it was, but it focused more on the journey of these group of journalists as they go to the capital, nation's capital.
Yes.
And I thought that was so cool to see because you're basically like in the war zone. Yeah. You see it, but through their eyes. And it's really a very interesting concept. And I love the story and how it showed, you know, you could tell it's a very passion project of his.
Yes.
And I think it was so well done.
Alex Garland is a director of this movie, and he's well known to do a lot of films, a lot of like Ex Machina, Annihilation, Men. Remember Men? Men, he actually written it. He didn't direct it. He wrote Men. And that was a very strange movie. Same thing with 28 Days Later. He wrote that one. He's known to do these apocalyptic kind of genre
dystopian,
in a way. Yeah. And so here's the thing. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. From the trailer, this trailer was so intriguing. This trailer gave off not enough information. And granted, though, you know, this film, it started off very different than I expected. I'm not going to lie. I really expected it to start off very differently. Not to say that's a negative. It's not. It's just I expected a little bit more head-on into, like, what's going on,
like,
and everything.
Political aspect of it,
But here's the thing. When it's well-directed, and it is well-directed, when it's such a well-directed movie, I love how Alex just puts you into the seat of the photography journalism, and I love that. The war photography, everything's real about this movie. There's a lot of aspects in here which I really do love. A picture says 1,000 words. It does, especially in this movie, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the photography in here, and I love how, like, whenever they're taking photos in this clip, because it's in the trailer, they're taking photos, obviously. And there's just still images every single time. That's so well put together. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed how journalism and how everything is just really detailed in that current situation, in that current civil war that's happening in America, mm-hmm. Between the United States and Texas and California. So it definitely is interesting. This movie is so well put together. Oh my God. So there's a scene where everyone knows Jesse Plemons is in here. But man, he is not in here. I mean, he's not a main character. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, you wanted more of him.
But
I know.
Every second he is on camera is spectacular. Every second. This is the kid. I'm so astounded and so mesmerized how this is the nerdy kid. He played a nerdy kid. I don't think he's a nerdy kid in real life, but he played a nerdy kid in Friday Night Lights. He's come such a long way. Oh my God. He is just, if you would have told me he was going to be this serious and people, if you do not know this, guys, moviegoers, if you do not know this, his wife is Kristen Dunst. And so he plays in that scene, of course, his wife's on the other line. He doesn't blink an eye. He doesn't blink a sweat. He is full on character mode. Mm-hmm. And that's the true essence of acting. And he does mm-hmm. such a great, fantastic job. I wanted more of him. I was like giggling. I was like, oh my God, this is so good, so rich. Another thing, Kristen Dunst, oh my God, she leads this in such a way to where it's such true journalism, and it gets you sucked in, it gets you intrigued into her situation along with the other people that are a part of the press as well. One of the other stand-up roles I gotta admit though is Pablo Escobar. He played Pablo Escobar in Narcos. I know you didn't watch Pablo Escobar, but he is fantastic in Pablo Escobar. He gave such an emotional way of scenes that are just spectacular, just immaculate, and just mesmerizing. The one and only Wagner Moura, he is fantastic. Oh my God, he is true cinema, and I just appreciate every time he was on scene. He gave this like facial expressions. And he does so in such a way that brings context to what's happening. He brings the dramatic scenes. He brings his past trauma of that character that he plays, which is Joel, that plays in there. And he brings it into like to current situation. And he tries to bring understanding to one of the girls, Jesse, who's a part of their mm-hmm. press team mm-hmm. and everything. And I love that so much. Oh, my God. That's so great. It's so rich. We also saw Jefferson White, which is from Yellowstone as well. We saw
him. Really cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I expected him to have a little bit bigger part, but is what it is. A24, you know, the sound. I got to admit, though, the sound in here in the beginning of the sound was a little bit kind of, the song choice was kind of iffy. But then in the middle of this film, it got way better. It got way better and better and better. Okay, we know that I didn't know this was going to take place, and obviously for reading the synopsis and everything, it goes back to where the White House scene. That White House scene is pure war zone Call of Duty. Oh my God. It is so accurate. The camera angles, everything is significant in that scene.
I will say it was shot beautifully. Like a lot of shots were like, and I say that take it with a grain of salt because they're driving through like basically torn, broken societies of former America. Mm-hmm. And that's just the cinematography. You see the raw reality of what this war has done to the country. Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful to see that on camera because it's so many different aspects of like how it's impacted pretty much every single city, state, pretty much everyone that they've passed through. You see different aspects of it, how American lives have changed, and
to a certain degree
it's very powerful to see that, and I think it was captured in that, you know, in certain moments beautifully. Like I think it was done so well and so, you know, it's like so raw in a sense. Like I really liked the way some of the scenes were shot. It's super tragic. You know, it makes you kind of realize like this is what happens in wartime. You know, I know it's in America, but this is what happens all over the world to this day. So I thought the way that this was shot and the story behind it, because it is you know, these journalists are traveling through dangerous war zones across the country to get to the capital, the most dangerous war zone that that could be. And you know, they're on the front lines with the soldiers, you know, capturing and bringing that to the American people. You know, they're trying to get
which American
story out there.
That's
true. But again, I also liked too that you know, the press was kind of viewed as like more neutral in a sense. Like, it wasn't like
on both sides.
Yeah, they were on both sides, and capturing just what happens.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really cool aspect to see that shot as well. So again, I think overall the cast is so great. Like, I think you're going to recognize a lot of faces.
Yeah.
I think all of them did very well. I think Kristen Dunst did exceptional. Oh, yeah, like, she was great. I haven't seen her in something in a while.
Yeah.
And I loved seeing her in this. I really did. Again, I think the whole cast did phenomenal, and just some of the scenes were just so powerful.
Yes. Yep, they were. Stephen McKinley Henderson also was also one of the press here. Yes, he was really great. So oh my gosh. He was so great in this movie. He just adds on that character essence to where, like, he's along with the press people as well, and he brings on his own trauma. He brings on, and I like all that them, because it's so real. It's so rich. And it really brings significance to the story in a way, to where, like, they all try to remember the good times before the war, in a way, in a certain degree. Mm-hmm. And
when they're young, they're first starting.
Exactly.
I gotta say, there's a lot of special moments in here where it wasn't just war, it was more deeper meaning behind, you know, this group of photographers that have known each other for years.
Yeah, Kaylee also plays Jessie in here. She did a great job. The last time we actually saw her in was another film by A24, which was Priscilla. She played Priscilla in A24. I was all like, I recognized her. I was like, dude, where is she from? And I was like, A24. Yeah, I was like, A24, of course.
Yeah.
You know, hey, if you're doing good with the studio, keep on doing it. And I feel like that she really did. She stood out more so in this movie for me as an actress and everything. She stood out a lot more in this movie than she did in my opinion. She stood out way more in this movie than she did in Priscilla. There's more emotional aspect in here, more of an emotional grasp, more of
a transformation in a sense.
Exactly. And we see that transformation, we see that character development in this movie. In the beginning, she's hungry for that journalism, she's hungry for it,
but not
and
quite
then, no ready. Understanding what's going on, and then it traumatizes. There's traumatizing moments, terrifying moments that the Civil War is bringing. And we'll leave it at that. Once again, we enjoyed this film a lot. Was this film we deserved? Hell yes. Rating 1 out of 10. Tell me the highest. I'm just like, when you give this rating.
Oh man, this was an intense movie.
Yeah, it was.
And it kind of, it's almost in a sense a little scary, because, you know, if this were to happen, this could happen. I would say, again, it's a very well shot film, well directed. I agree with you, it's well directed. Casted phenomenal, the scenes were just great. Special effects and everything done so well. So overall, it was such a really solid film. It kept me on my toes. I would give it a solid 8, because it was so entertaining. I think a lot of people out there are going to really enjoy this film.
So Civil War, you know, I said this as a quote. I said, a film that could traumatize you in a way that is a believable state of emergency. Jesse does such a fantastic job in every second he gets on camera. Wagner is such an incredible, gifted actor in so many ways. Mm-hmm. Kristen Dunst does a terrific job in leading this cast.
Yes.
And I'll leave it at that, guys. I'll leave it at that. I'm gonna give this a solid 9.2. 9.2 out of 10. Definitely one of my higher ratings here, because this film is phenomenal. Again, though, it's very different, because I think people, what people are probably going to think of is that it's going to head on to, like, the politics of the war, maybe show a few war scenes. But I love how the buildup is real, and it really it's
almost, know, like, you have to piece it together.
Yeah,
it's not like it starts off with in 2000 whatever this happened and this
happened.
You as an audience like member
that.
Have to,
but I like that though, because it doesn't really explain. It just puts you in their situation, what they're currently living in, that situation, that state of the union and everything. But I'll leave it at that, guys. We really enjoyed this film. This is the Alamo City Movie Talk does recommend this film, guys. Please check this out at a theater near you. If you have not already, question is for you guys: what did you think? Are you expected to see this movie? Are you gonna see Civil War? Because I know a lot of Americans are. I know that for a fact, because it's very intriguing. It's interesting to see how, in the state of mind, is this gonna work to become one country between two states. Put in comments down below, guys. What did you think? What's your thoughts? And we love talking movies to every single one of you guys. Thank you so much.
I just know I'm not gonna survive. I probably
won't. Sorry. Wow. All right, guys, thank you so much. Have a good one. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Come on, Ryan 680.
I'm Angela Thakaldian.
This is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much. Like, share, subscribe. See you at the movies. Latest.